Hello?
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Melissa.
May I call you?
Yes, you may. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I'm not selling anything. I'm not asking for any type of donations. But first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yeah.
Great. And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you. On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for President, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for a county office will be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the March primary? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
A 50-50 chance.
Okay. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for the city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary elections, what are the chances that you will vote for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Almost certain, probably, or a 50-50 chance?
A 50-50, because it just depends if I vote or not. I always vote for presidency, though. That's an always.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for letting me know that. Now, what year were you born?
1980.
And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Are you white, African American, or black? Asian or
I'm
Pacific
white.
Islander? Okay.
Yeah, I'm Caucasian. I'm white.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think we could do better. So there's always
room
for improvement. So there needs to be improvement. So, yeah, so I don't think that we're completely on track, no.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for the Fresno County Supervisor. Here's the first one. Parental rights in education, homelessness, housing affordability, inflation and the cost of living, public safety and crime, job and wages, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, or water policy.
Well, I believe homelessness is the number one, and that has caused, that has caused the issue with affordability for housing. And then that's, of course, caused by the inflation of everything.
Okay.
So those would be my concerns.
Now,
the wages are not as, they just don't compensate. We're not making enough to afford housing. Because of inflation.
Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like for you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. And here's the first one. Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable.
Somewhat.
Donald Trump?
Somewhat.
What about Stephen Brundow?
I don't even know who Stephen Brundow is.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
Yeah, I'd say somewhat.
Gary Bredefield?
Don't know who Gary is, sorry.
Okay. And Paul Dictos.
Same, nope.
Okay. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary elections for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve.
Yeah, see, I'm going to stop. I'm just going to kind of stop you right there just because, like, I don't know everyone. So that's why I would have a 50-50 chance of voting. So those kind of like ones that I have to actually read about, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not super political, so I'm probably going to cut this, like, this phone call a little short, because I'm kind of like, when it comes to presidential, I always vote. So when it comes to the other, I don't always vote. And that's just, I just don't. Not to say that it's not important, you know, but I just, in all honesty, I don't always do that. So.
Oh, yes. I will be giving you a little bit of information of three candidates. And we are at 75%. We're almost done here. But what I'll do is I'll read a lot faster for you, because I really don't want your opinions to go to waste, okay? And this way you'll have a better idea. Okay. And like I was asking, from the candidates that I have here, Bryce Herrera, Steve Rundown, Dion Burdes, Gary Redfield, and Paul Dictos, for whom do you think you would vote for?
I don't know, because I don't know any of them. I would have to read about them.
Okay, no problem. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Redfield as the Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know, because I don't know him. So.
Okay. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Rundown as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, poor?
Same. I don't know. I'm like, in all honesty, I don't know them.
Okay. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for the Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Here's the first one. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library. Would you be more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
I mean, that's awesome, but that's kind of the only thing they got going for them is just the pornography?
That's what the statement says.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how I feel. I'm like, that's the only thing? I mean, that's good. So that would be somewhat, like, you know, but I mean, like, that's not, like, that can't be your only thing. Like, if that's your only pitch that you're given, then that's not something that I'm going to be like, because it's still out there on the web. So even if it's taken away from the library, it's still going to be accessed elsewhere. So
okay.
I'm going to say no to that.
Much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. The other one says a candidate who will bring more affordable high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condominiums, or condos? Would you be more likely?
I mean, probably likely. I mean, I guess that's good. I mean, if it's affordable, I don't know what exactly affordable is.
Okay.
Right now.
The other one's, okay. The other one says a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno Veterans Administration.
I mean, both my parents were in the Army, so I would say likely.
Okay. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
To double the cost of trash?
That's what the statement says, yes. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
No, that would be no. Least unlikely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Somewhat.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
No. Very unlikely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Who will hold the line? What does that mean?
That's what the statement says. A candidate. Let me read the statement for you one more time. It says a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what hold the line means, so I'm like, I'm going to, unlikely. I don't know what a hold the line means.
So somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely? Do you want me to mark down for you?
I don't know what to say to that one, to be honest with
okay.
you.
No problem. No problem at all. And we are starting to wrap this up. Thank you so much for your patience. Now, I'm just going to read you the statements about the candidates for the county supervisor. It's only three of them. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for that candidate. Here's the first one. Steve Burdow currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Burnell has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Burnell is a mega Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Steve Burdow for the county supervisor?
A good chance.
The other one says, Paul Dichtels currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Record. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out insufficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $15 million deficit. Dichtels will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality service to the public. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance you would vote for Paul Dichtels for county supervisor?
A good chance.
And this last one here says Gary Bredefield currently serves as the Fresno City Council, where he fought against making mandates and business shutdown during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a mega Republican to defend our rights and freedom, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Redfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say that there is no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for Gary Berryfield for county supervisor?
A fair chance.
Okay. And after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno, a county supervisor, were held today, and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Steve Brundell, county supervisor and businessman, Dion Bordes, Gary Bredefield, a business and city council member, and Paul Dichtels, CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom would you vote for?
I'm probably going to go more towards the first gentleman, that I don't remember exactly who it was that you said, the very first one. Was it Butterfield?
Yeah, Gary Butterfield.
Butterfield, yeah. That would bring like more affordable housing and to help with the homelessness and so forth.
Yes, okay. And finally, I would just like to ask you a few questions for statistic purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican and Democrat or what?
I'm neither. I'm middle person. I can go either way. So I don't think of myself as either. Because I can go both.
Okay. But do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
I guess it just depends on what I feel about that. So I couldn't tell you. I'm not going to say I'm a Republican. I can of course, you know, Democrats going to fight for, you know, I mean, those can say that the Democrat Party can, you know, are going to work for the poor people, you know, and then, you know, Republicans are all about the money. But I mean, in all honesty, sometimes it's not like that. So I couldn't tell you that I'm one or the other. So I think I'm registered. I was registered as a Democratic Party. But, you know, I have mixed feelings in regards to that. So.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Probably more liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have my associate's, and so I'm actually, like, almost done with my bachelor's degree. So I'm actually in school.
Okay. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with friends and family?
I rent.
Okay. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You enjoy your night, and thank you so much. We highly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're
welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.